And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Dr. Lindsay Willis is our guest today. Her new book, My Lived Experience with My Sister's Bipolar Disorder, Be There, is the title of the book, Be There. And your own career as an author, I mean, this was a real, you're the author of Mastering the Assessment Center Process, The Fast Track to Promotion, Developing Your Innate Abilities, Experiencing Assessment Centers. You've written several books. What was it like for you to write this deeply profound story?
It was painful. It was cathartic. It was memorable. It made me feel that my sister's life, I wanted people to know that my sister's life was worthwhile. She did once have a good life. She could have had a wonderful life because of all her credentials. It was also written during the time my husband was suffering from dementia, although I shared with him all of what I was doing and read him some of the chapters. It was just, it was backbreaking. It was, but it was also rewarding. It was made me feel like I'm accomplishing something. I'm making a contribution, whether or not it gets published or not.
And it did get published. And I think that it's such an important work. I think that the more we have these open conversations, especially on the radio, it's so important, Lindsay. It's so important for people to hear your words, that it's so hard for anyone. And the secrets in families is part of the problem, isn't it?
Yes. And my parents kept it a secret for years and years. And when my
How old was she when they realized that there was something wrong here? Houston, well, we have a problem. How old?
She was diagnosed at age 21, but they knew there was a problem because prior to that, my sister got caught shoplifting, and my dad, because of his stature in the community at the time, he managed to keep it out of the newspaper. And you know, he was a member of the country club and all that. And God forbid anybody know that your daughter, you know, got herself in trouble. But kleptomania is one of the characteristics of somebody that suffers from bipolar disorder. So they kept it in the closet for years. And finally, it's in the book, when they moved to Florida and retired here, and my sister came with them because she went through a divorce. That's when they brought it out in the open. Now, if you want me to read a few short excerpts from the book, I'd be glad to. It will be like 2-minute reading.
Sure. Go ahead. Go for it.
Let me get the book.
While she is doing this, let me just go on and tell you that this is a gripping, intensely moving true story. And she recounts the chronicle of her sister, Betsy, whose life was consumed and ultimately taken by her bipolar disorder. And you address the caregiving, the state psychiatry, bureaucracy, and even genetics.
I have compared my life with my sister to a rope with three sections: me, Betsy, and Betsy and me, wherein the rope would unravel, intertwine, tangle, tighten, or loosen, but never break, because I was always there for Betsy.
I have to ask you, now that it's over, and this gorgeous cover that you just have to see it, Be There is the book. Is it a relief? Is it an opportunity now to kind of be free?
I don't think I'll ever be free of my sister. She'll always be with me in my heart. I'll be free from wanting to get it down on paper. And there's a lot of things I didn't put in the book. I said, I've just got to finish this. There were some pretty other horrible things I didn't put down, but I'm free from that, but I'm not, I want this book to go viral. I want this book to help thousands, if not millions of people, because then I'll have freedom to take some of the proceeds and give them to charity.
Nice.
The fact that it got published, and now that I want it to help people, then that will give them free. It'll give me freedom to say, hey, I've got money left over to give to people who need help.
It is It is so interesting the way in which we have even began treating mental health issues in this country, locking people up. When Geraldo exposed that, and we've interviewed the doctor numerous a couple of times, the horrific conditions people were living in. Yet I have to be honest, all these decades later, where are we?
We're in
Where are we?
trouble. We're in trouble.
Yeah,
Because
that's my point. Where are we? There's still, we don't know what to do with people. We don't know what to do with them. I have my own experience right now with someone who is so critically mentally ill and screaming out, and alcoholism, and yet they detox her, rehab her, and put her back in a sober house and think that that's the, and she's going to be fine. And that's not what's going to happen. She doesn't know how to eat properly. She doesn't know how to take care of herself. She doesn't know how to function in the world. That's a big problem.
Well, I think one of the reasons why my sister didn't die and well early on and managed to live for so long is because my parents financially helped her. My mother was smart enough to get her on Social Security disability back in 1989. Betsy did have a work history. She, by the way, had received a master's of social work from University of Pennsylvania, psychiatric. So she had worked in that field. So my parents and I helped financially support her.
Yeah.
These millions and millions of people that don't have any financial support. They go from this
That's
district,
right.
they get
And they
arrested
get
by the
stuck, and
cops.
they wind up on the streets, and it breaks my heart. It really, that's why I wanted you on. Be There is the book, my lived experience with my sister's bipolar disorder. You've done a great job. You've done an absolutely great job, Lindsay Willis. And Sue Miller did an amazing job on the cover. Thank you for being with us today, and everyone, pick up the book, support this book, because it's so needed.
She's alive, oh, she's alive. He screamed.